Clearly, we can't stock our schools with quality teachers until we know what quality means. That's been a roadblock for the federal government and teachers alike. I spoke with Reg Weaver, president of the National Education Association, a national organization that represents teachers. He agrees more needs to be done to prepare teachers. He also says we must be honest about how much time and money that could take.
The date that was set, I believe, was idealistic. It's practically impossible to have, by the end of 2006-2007, highly qualified teachers as determined by No Child Left Behind. So the fact that there is an extension, I believe, is seen as a positive impact.
What do you say to those critics who will say that part of the problem has been strong teachers' unions who have fought cities and states in trying to institute measures to find quality teachers?
Anybody that believes that the unions have not been supportive of qualified and certified teachers should really look at what we are really about. We are about making sure that every child has a qualified and certified teacher. However, if in fact people who are coming into the profession or people who are already in the profession do not have respect shown to them, if in fact they do not have the support given them, if in fact they are not allowed to participate in the decision-making process that impacts their job, or if in fact they go to a school that is not safe and orderly to work, and if in fact you don't pay them, then you're not going to get people in the profession and you're not going to keep people in the profession.
How do you change that?
By continuing to talk with parents, by continuing to talk with policymakers, by continuing to talk to the community at large in terms of how important public education is. I would just ask your listeners to just picture a clock, and in the middle is great public schools, a basic right for every child. At 9 o'clock, you would have tools and resources. Give us the tools and resources, and we definitely will be able to be successful. If you go to 12 o'clock, then you would have times are changing, and we have to change as well. Many of our classrooms have diverse students today that they didn't have yesterday. Many of the classrooms have technology today that they didn't have yesterday, and some still don't have. And then if you go to the 3 o'clock side of the clock, you have responsibility. Shared responsibility plus respect will get results. And I would submit to you that educators given having a shared responsibility with parents, policymakers, community people, business people, they will get results for the children. And then if you look at the 6 o'clock part of the clock, that's where you engage the students and engage the community. I would say to you, if you use that message box to make sure that the public gets that message about the importance of public education, we will be successful.
You recently testified before Congress about the assessment of student achievement and school performance, and we know how much that is tied into quality teaching within those institutions. I'm curious about the concern that many teachers that I've spoken to have in terms of who determines what, quote, highly qualified is.
That's part of the problem with the law, we believe, and that is a lack of flexibility that is offered as to highly qualified. And to give you an example, a social studies teacher in the past has been able to teach civics, history, government, but under the law, it says that they have to be certified in those specific areas. And that's not going to necessarily be able to be met very easily when, in fact, you have a social studies teacher who could very well teach those subjects, who has taught those subjects, and has done a very good job of teaching those subjects.
Reg Weaver, before I let you go, talk to me about what you would tell a student who knows that he's not receiving a quality education to make them believe that they should be even optimistic about what's going on.
I say we know what works to make a great public school. Qualified and certified teachers, safe and orderly schools, adequate and equitable funding, parental involvement, counselors, state-of-the-art technology. That's what I'm working for every child to have. Every child deserves to have access to a great public school because it is a basic right. And I'm going to do everything that I can for the children of America to see that every child has that access.
All right, Reg Weaver, you've been on the front lines for a long time trying to do that, and we thank you for your time today.
Hey, thanks a lot, buddy.
Reg Weaver is the president of the National Education Association.